Hunter and James Biden's deadline to comply with subpoenas passes. By Wendell Hasebo on October 13, 2023. The deadline set by House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, for Hunter Biden and James Biden to comply with the committee's subpoenas passed on Thursday without any new information about whether the Bidens complied. "You'll be the first to know," Comer told Punch Bowl News on Thursday about any update on the subpoenas. "I'm sure Jamie Raskin will call you. He'll say there's nothing in there." The committee did not respond to a request for comment when Breitbart News inquired about the status of the subpoenas and if Hunter and James Biden's lawyers are in communication with the committee. A person with knowledge of the investigation told Breitbart News the committee is in communication with banks, and they are cooperating. Comer subpoenaed Hunter and James Biden in late September to compel their personal and business bank records to further link Joe Biden to his family's foreign deals. The committee planned to subpoena the Bidens since it launched its investigation in November 2022. It did not issue subpoenas sooner because the committee insisted on practicing restraint to show good faith. Hunter Biden denied the committee's request for bank documents and communications in February, claiming the demands lacked a legitimate legislative and oversight basis to request relevant information. In addition to the Biden family subpoenas, Comer, a former bank board member of a local bank, subpoenaed numerous banks and inspected suspicious activity reports, SARs, at the U.S. Treasury. The most recent allegations from Comer's subpoenas show that Chinese business partners wired money in 2019 to a Hunter Biden account with Joe Biden's address as the beneficiary. The two wires totaled $260,000 from BHR Partners Associates in July and August 2019. Hunter Biden did not reside with Joe Biden in Delaware when his Chinese business partners wired Hunter Biden's account the money, according to court documents. Through the super chairman, Hunter Biden formed the joint venture BHR Partners, in which Hunter Biden's company, ScaniAtlas LLC, held a 10% equity stake. BHR Partners is co-owned by the state-controlled Bank of China and still boasts billions of allocated capital around the globe. Hunter Biden's lawyer, Kevin Morris, controls Hunter's stake in BHR Partners, Breitbart News exclusively reported in April. In 2017, BHR Partners co-founder Devin Archer conveyed his stake in BHR Partners to his wife. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.